Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about your claim to fame. Now, like if you have an actual record.
Sure.
That's great. But I think a lot of people's claim to fame is like, I mean, maybe, I feel like Tiak, maybe you've said this before and I've just blocked it out. You were a good basketball player in Iowa, right? Do you have any records still
this
at your
like
school?
This feels like a trick.
No.
It feels like you're trying to get me to talk about the glory days.
Well, and I'm gonna yeah, kind of.
Let it go.
No, do you have like the most threes or like... You fouled out the most times or?
No, I led the state in free throw percentage. I missed two free throws my entire senior year. Yeah.
Of high school or college?
High school.
Oh.
Of high school,
that's
yeah.
That's very cool.
I only missed two. It was so rare that I missed that my coach laughed when I would miss because he knew it would bother me even more than him because
so
I had
like
a streak like
99%
going.
Or something ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. It was in the 90s, but whatever, two.
And
yeah.
You were the guy they didn't want to foul.
Yeah, so because I would shoot the technical free throws if there's ever if choose. Yeah, many moons ago.
Wow.
Let me say
this is new information about
kind of
you.
Fun.
Yeah, long time ago, I won the Moose Lodge free throw competition when I was in junior high. You really do free
we
throws.
We call it middle school, old man.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let it go.
Okay, I won best guitarist of the state of Colorado.
Really?
Wow.
And I actually won it. Here's the thing. I won it from a radio station.
Was it this radio? No.
It was on this transmitter. It was when KBPI was at 105.9.
No way.
Yeah. And in the studio where I picked it up is the old Alice Studios. Because they eventually sold their stick.
Weird about this.
Yeah. So they would have guitarists call in and we would jam and whatever. And like people voted in or whatever. And then I won the thing. Awesome. So I came in. If you guys remember Steve, you guys won't, but listeners will. Steve Cooper was an amazing jock on KBPI. Went in. And I kind of knew this was going to happen. But I didn't really know it was going to happen. I get there and they're like, today's the day you go on the air and talk about winning. And I walk in the studio and it's Steve Cooper and Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi.
Wow.
So they interviewed me and Richie next to each other. They had an amp there. We both plugged in. And
what?
We like jammed blues over each other. Just before we started, the manager grabbed me and was like, don't try to outplay him. And I'm like, she's on board. Like, what?
What? Know your place, kid.
And then when we got done, he took his guitar off and handed it to me. He's like, you deserve this. And I was like, what?
Wow.
And then to full circle be back here.
And then I started working for the radio station after the last tour. And I was in that studio. I was like, I sat right there and got Richie Sambora's guitar that I sold for like $12,000.
So, I get it. You were a starving artist.
Yeah, I bought a lot of stuff with that.
You guys
awesome.
Are very impressive.
Well, I'm sure you have something and we'll get to it in a second. But if you have something. Okay. She might not have anything.
Okay.
If there's something cool about you, your claim to fame, it doesn't have to be like these. We have one about a woman who just gets in a lot of car accidents.
And it's not me.
We want to hear your claim to fame. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I just don't
Come
know.
On, Erica.
Like, it's not my claim to fame. The one I can think of
okay.
is that my... Maybe I use this for Family Flex, though.
It's okay. It's fine.
My brother... was a or was the starting quarterback for Arizona State University.
That's huge.
Oh.
And we would like go every weekend. And it used to be if you Googled me, information about my brother would come up. But
really?
Now if you Google me, my own stuff comes up.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, it used to be like, and he has a young sister. Or he has like a 13-year-old sister.
Oh, man, that's so sad, though. That like you had to live in his shadow all that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about that. He was real good at everything.
Can I? I just thought of another one for me.
Let's hear it, Mr. Impressive.
I know. I just want you guys to try this.
Okay.
You have computers in front of you.
Yeah.
You know how to spell JaVale McGee?
No.
I do. Yes, I do.
Type in JaVale McGee, mom. And then click images and see how far you have to scroll before you find me.
Ooh.
It shouldn't be very far.
Not scroll at all.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th photo. A very...
That is okay. JaVale McGee's mom.
Do you know what the headline of that is?
What does it say?
JaVale McGee's mom is an intense woman. Video.
Dude.
And it's her looking mad at you.
She looks so mad, but mm-hmm. we had so much fun. JaVale McGee became a nugget. And he wasn't very good. Like, was JaVale good? And then he kind of fell off and then he came back.
He was good. He would just do kind of some boneheaded plays every once in a while. But he was a good player. But he was kind of up and down.
And his mom was a goddess in the WNBA, right?
Yes.
So then he becomes a Nugget for the first and only time in my life I got courtside seats. So I'm sitting courtside. JaVale McGee's mom is right next to me. And this is the game JaVale McGee decides... Oh no, I get it now. And had a lights out game. So
ooh.
Then ESPN just keeps showing JaVale McGee's mom every time he does something incredible. And she's just staring down this tiny little white kid every time before she high fives me. I'm getting blown up by friends in New York, Boston.
Oh,
they're like, dude, you're on SportsCenter every 14 seconds. That's my claim to
That's
fame.
That's really cool.
I didn't
yeah.
do a damn thing. But I was on SportsCenter 1,000 times.
I just found a new one for both T-Hack and I.
Okay.
If you Google our names, we're the first thing that pops up.
If you Google physical names.
No, our on-air names. If you Google
really?
Slacker, you are not the first thing that pops up.
Oh,
I bet I'm not. Huh?
No,
Slacker
there's like
radio.
A movie. There's, yeah.
Yeah, but if you Google JaVale McGee's mom, you eventually see me. That's the saddest thing. I'm like you and your brother.
Yeah. Living
That's
in the shadow
thing.
Of someone else's dream.
Okay.
What song is that?
If you've done something cool and it's your claim to fame, we'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about claims to fame, and we, like, this room is we're kind of famous.
Yeah. We are.
We've done.
Mm-hmm.
You guys.
IMDb.
What? Can I please, please read my favorite text?
Yes.
Is it sad that my claim to fame is being on your radio station talking about my dad cut a large woman's neck with haircut scissors?
Oh, my God. That is such a good claim to fame.
Desiree, I think is her name.
Oh. Is that right? Because you remember watching the Instagram video over and over?
I watched the video so many times, I'm pretty sure it's Desiree.
I just remember her going like, the scissors wouldn't cut through. And it was like, yeah. When he realized he had a big chunk of her skin.
Yeah.
That, you are super famous. That, oh my God. Did that Instagram video do well? That was such a disturbing video. Because all of us, like, skedded off the scene. We couldn't, like, be in the...
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is a good one. Victoria?
Yai.
What's your claim to fame?
So it's an ongoing thing between myself and friends and family that if you ever want tickets to anything, I can win them on the radio.
Shut up. So you're like, well...
Have you won with us?
I have before.
That's awesome.
You know what's weird?
I'll try to figure out.
We shouldn't say this out loud. Should I say it?
Mm, yeah.
We have a term in radio. We call you a prize whore.
Whoa.
What do you call them?
Well, it's not much nicer, but it's a prize pig. Yeah,
prize whore.
But
it's not
you don't
for
get
everything.
Those vibes.
It's only for like things we actively want to like go see or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't give the pig vibe. Sorry.
She does strike me a little whorish, though. Okay.
Summer, I don't think you can say that.
Oh, okay. Victoria, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. That is a good claim to fame thing.
Yeah. Especially if it's worked for him.
Especially now, hers can be that Slacker calls her whorish on the air.
Rhonda.
Yai.
What's your claim to fame?
Well, okay, so this was in the late 80s, so some people may not be familiar with it, but I went to Penn State, and I was a student journalist when NASA and Penn State were going to select the first journalist in space.
Oh, wow.
So I got to interview Geraldo Rivera and Walter Cronkite on the same day.
Wow.
To see if they flew up into space. I did. I even worked out here in Denver on the radio.
Oh my gosh.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Walter Cronkite is like
legendary.
The journalism guy for anyone who doesn't know that. Yeah, that's
for
really
sure.
Cool.
And that's the way it is.
Yep, exactly. And the cool thing is somebody took my picture from across the room and it was in the local newspaper and I still have that original picture of me and Walter.
Good that for is you. That's a really good claim to fame.
I like that one.
And but you didn't get to go to space?
Nobody got to go to space because the space shuttle blew up right after
that.
Oh,
yeah. Mm. Probably a good thing you didn't go to space then. Oh, my God. Erica just finds tragedy so hilarious.
Like,
what are you doing?
No one went to space, though.
I'm sorry. Here's the thing. All I did was call somebody a whore. You're laughing at death.
Erica.
Oh, my God. You get out of his butt.
What? Oh, my God. We'll be right back. Dave?
Yai.
Claim to fame, I think, is what we're doing.
I was on Jeopardy.
Oh, did you win big money?
No, I won nothing. Oh, no, I got $2,000 second place, but that's nothing.
Oh.
Oh, I don't think $2,000 is
I lost
nothing.
On Jeopardy.
What is $2,000?
Exactly.
Jeopardy.
Oh.
Wow, when was this? Maybe my dad watched you.
2018, long time ago now.
I'm certain he watched you.
So you were really smart, and then did you just freeze up when you were on the show? You did, or were you up against like Ken Jennings or somebody who just smoked you?
No, there's a lot of reasons. One, you know, is the little buzzer that you have to press. It's really tricky, the timing.
Yes.
It's also just luck. A lot of it's like whatever the categories are, so I kept buzzing in too early. Some categories are about TV. I don't watch enough TV. And just
oh, you just get bad luck in the draw that day.
Did your episode happen to air on like the 3rd or 5th of July that year?
Why?
No, it was, no.
Why? Because you remember watching an episode where somebody's thing?
No, my old roommate was on Jeopardy, said the exact same thing. The buzzer is the hardest part.
Yep.
And I think it could have been that same year.
That's insane.
And she aired around the 4th of July.
Okay. All right. Well, the buzzers were probably just bad the whole year, Erica. Thank you, Dave. Laura.
Yeah,
get out of my butt. Of all the things that have been said on this show, that's easily the weirdest one.
Your butt.
No, he wasn't in. All right, Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd be scared too. I would be. There's not a lot of context. because you've been on hold and you just got sucked into this conversation. What's your claim to fame?
So not directly me, but I have a good friend, Rachel, and her parents growing up were in a Neil Diamond tribute band.
Oh, wow.
And there is actually a movie being released, I think in December, I forget the exact date, but called Song Sung Blue featuring Kate Hudson and Hugh Jackman. And it is the...
Oh, that thing. Yes, Neil Diamond tribute thing.
And it's...
That's my friend's parents.
That's about them? It's a true story?
Yeah, and she's in the movie. She has a cameo, and she's been posting pictures on her
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
All right. That's really cool. Thank you for the call. It has nothing to do with her, though.
It has nothing to do with her.
My claim to fame is
nor
like
did mine.
A friend of mine's parents.
Mine didn't either.
I know, but it's easier to call you a loser to your face than it was her. Brandon?
Yai.
Yai. Claim to fame, what's yours?
So I have the largest VHS collection in the United States right now.
I'm not going to lie, I got
more
scared.
More than 20,000 tapes.
20,000? What?
20,000.
Have you ever watched them all?
We actually have a team online that helps us review them and find lost footage. So we've already found quite a lot of lost episodes of, funny enough, America's Funniest Home Videos. We found a lot of stuff from MTV back in the early days and a lot of animators from
shows. You're not talking about movies from Blockbuster. You have, like, people recorded stuff
and you just find them.
Tapes.
Yeah, so the original stuff. So it's not like movies.
Have you come
that
across
you buy at
any?
The store.
Yeah, you've seen some, you know.
Some raunchy films?
No, we have not found anything like that yet. Wow. But
give me your address, man. I'll drop a couple tapes.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.